Okay, let's do contemplation. If a snake is imagined on a rope, we can use the language that the rope is the cause, the material cause for the snake. Because without the rope, there is no snake. If the rope has five bends, the snake has five bends. If it's an inch in diameter, the snake is an inch in diameter. If it's 5 feet long, the snake is 5 feet long. Nor does the snake overlap the rope. The snake is, in reality, the rope. So when we use terms like cause and effect, karana, cause, karya, effect, karana, karya, normally we think that the cause, the material cause, goes through some change to become the effect. But in this instance, the material cause, rope, what we call the adhishtana, that which the snake totally depends upon for its being, that rope goes through no change whatsoever to become the snake. In fact, the rope is completely free of the snake. From the standpoint of the rope, there is no snake. So in this type of material cause, rope, material cause in Sanskrit, we say upadana karana. The material cause undergoes no change to become a snake. So the term you often hear us use is vivarta upadana karana. material cause, undergoes no change, remains completely untouched, and yet is the very being, the very Adhishtana, the truth of the snake. The snake, the order of reality that the snake has, is what we call mitya. Because mitya has no independent existence, in this case, apart from the rope. It has no independent being. It's 100% upon the rope. It's Adhishtana. It is this relationship, this example, this relationship that is there between my being and my mind. My being, the conscious being that is me, and all experiences that are subject to time and space. All experiences that come into being and go out of being have a similar order of reality to the snake that we call mitya. And I am like the satyam rope. Satya means that which is real, that which is true, that which actually exists. That inner friend, that one who welcomes, who can welcome all experience without pushing anything away, just welcoming it, whatever it might be, allowing the thoughts and feelings and perceptions to simply be part of the environment. You can look at the emotions as the weather, and the perceptions as the environment, the experiences, letting the body relax in the welcoming environment of the inner friend. Letting the mind also relax in its feeling of being accepted, its feelings, its emotions, its worries are accepted. So that attitude of not clinging to anything, allowing and at the same time welcoming everything, every experience, internally and externally. Gently turn your focus to your own presence, your own being, this me, very personal me. Not the changing emotions or thoughts or perceptions, but the one who is really the ground of being for all of those, my own being, my own presence. Gently focusing on yourself, your presence. See if you can recognize the Satya-Nitya relationship. Satya-Nitya means noticing being itself, conscious being, which is me, is not touched or disturbed in any way as the thoughts and feelings and perceptions come and go. See if you can notice that the being experience, the amness, is the isness, your own being, is not objectifiable into two. Amness cannot become isness. Isness cannot become amness. There is only one being, which is me, conscious being. Just relax and just be present, gently focusing on your own being. And see if you can notice that whatever thoughts or feelings maybe passing through don't touch or change your nature in any way. See if you can notice that your thoughts or feelings don't cover your own presence. They don't cover, nor do they touch, nor do they change your own presence, being itself. They not only don't touch, they can't touch. Just like there's nothing the snake can do to touch the rope, it is totally dependent on the rope, but it's a different order of reality. My experiences depend upon me, but they are mitya, not satyam. They come into being and go out of being. I am timeless. I am not objectifiable within time and space. My being is timeless, changeless. Notice your own presence. You are not an object in time and space. So if you can notice the self-evident, changeless me amidst the changing experience.